You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast listener, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We are your number one fan of the pharmacist and the pharmacy industry, and we're committed to supporting the next generation pharmacy industry leaders who believe the care of the patient is our number one goal. We have a new educational platform I'd like you to look at and share. It's the first Uber podcasting platform in the pharmacy industry. It's called audiorx.study. Take a look. Go to audiorx.study. And this is a forever learning tool. It's a supplemental learning tool based on listening and based on audio. Solo interviews, panel discussions, podcasts available. Hundreds of subjects are going to be developed by P1, P2, P3, P4 students, and then pharmacy industry professionals who understand the very specific subjects that they're talking about. Please take a look. Tell me what you think. Let me know what you think. AudioRx.study. Thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Use your time wisely. Learn on the go with AudioRx.study. Check it out. Go to www.audiorx.study and start learning by listening.
This is On Script, hosted by Jeremy Sasser, a podcast publication partnership between the Pharmacy Podcast Network and National Health Career Association. Our podcast is dedicated to providing the pharmacy technician workforce with news, real-life stories, and discussions that can impact personal and professional growth. Here's certified pharmacy technician and National Health Career Association content strategist, your host, Jeremy Sasser. Let's get On Script with NHA.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, thank you for joining us for another episode of On Script, powered by NHA, the only podcast on the Pharmacy Podcast Network dedicated to pharmacy technicians, their work in the field, their feelings about COVID, and anything in between. We're really excited to bring this first episode of 2021. And I'm so glad to once again have my co-hostess with the mostest joining us, Jessica Langley.
Jeremy, thanks so much. And Happy New Year to all of our podcast listeners. We're excited to kind of put 2020 behind us, move into 2021, and start talking about a ton of activity that's happening in the pharmacy technician space. I think we could safely say what comes out of maybe something like the pandemic that isn't good, we try and turn around and make it a positive. And we're seeing, you know, some positive impacts on technicians, their scope of practice, and their demand in the workforce. So I think it'll be really great to have our first couple of episodes here focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you being so involved in the regulatory space, you probably have your work cut out for you this year with the new administration coming in, the emergency declarations or provisions that allow pharmacy technicians to immunize across the nation as presented by Health and Human Services. So a lot of different things going on. But today, we are so thrilled to have our guest, Jim Palatine, who is the president of Pharmacy Times Continuing Education, join us to talk about what Pharmacy Times Continuing Education has on the horizon for 2021 for technicians, and just kind of discuss with us the general landscape around upskilling and getting continuing education. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy and Jessica. Always good to talk to you guys, but certainly pleased to be with you on the podcast. So it's a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. Jim, let's jump right in and we'll come full circle with this in just a minute. But kind of share with our listeners? I think everybody is probably familiar with Pharmacy Times. It's a leading, you know, publisher in the industry. And you working on the continuing education side, just give them a little more detail about what that is and what you guys offer in the space.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Pharmacy Times Continuing Education is an accredited provider for education for pharmacists and technicians. Traditionally, we've probably hosted 99% of our accreditation was for pharmacists, but over the past 12 to 24 months, have really grown much more in providing more technician credit. We certainly see the need for technicians to be credentialed and to be educated around, you know, some of the nuances. And so we've made an effort to develop more activities for technicians and really pleased to be able to provide that. That's credit around hospitals, as well as for more retail setting. So it's really something for all the technicians that are practicing. Traditionally, our pharmacy education has been around retail, health systems, specialty pharmacy, oncology, and managed care. So we plan on doing the same topics for our technicians.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about where, so we know obviously continuing education is super important, not only for certification maintenance, but also many employers and state-specific board of pharmacies require continuing education for pharmacy technicians if they have licensure and registration requirements in the state. Where can people find this information? Maybe give a couple of examples of a few content pieces that are there. And, you know, is there a price point or a cost for this for technicians when they seek out this information?
Sure. All of our education currently on pharmacytimes.org is free. It's free to pharmacists, free to technicians. We launched 10 activities in December of 2020 that'll be accredited for a year. And those topics around COVID, the COVID vaccination, topics around drug shortages, hazardous drugs, OTC drugs, so many topics for technicians. The way you find them, you go onto the Pharmacy Times website and you search professional focus, and you click on the technician tab, and that'll open up the site for the technicians and all the accredited technician programs. So we also plan on launching one topic per month in the course of 2021. So the first one will be February of 2021. That's cold and influenza treatment. Then progressing to, you know, timely topics like seasonal allergy, acne, moisturizers, and we'll progress through the course of the year with different topics. So for the content for the accreditation for technicians throughout the course of the year, at least 10 to 20 topics will be launched a year for Pharmacy Times.
And what better than having those resources be available at no cost, you know, at this point for technicians? Jeremy mentioned, and then I'll let Jeremy take over this in just a couple seconds. He mentioned, you know, with us dealing with COVID and having some regulation activity, you know, that comes in conjunction with having a worldwide pandemic, we're seeing for the first time some federal regulation around technicians and their scope of practice and how that trickles down into the states. And then because of that, the states are looking for training resources, tools, educational content, things like that. So as it relates to where we're sitting at currently, I know just because I get to chat with you guys all the time is you're getting ready to launch a really great and applicable, relevant, important topic training kind of series of modules around COVID for pharmacists and technicians. So I want you to absolutely talk a little bit about what that is, what it looks like, how long it is, and really what's the benefit and usability for technicians, and really even larger than that, right? Employers of community health systems, independent pharmacies all across the country.
Yep, absolutely. And I appreciate the lead in. We have launched this week our subscription service to a COVID-19 vaccination curriculum. It's a 10-hour curriculum focused on COVID-19 and what pharmacists and technicians need to know to address the vaccination of the population. And I truly, pharmacists and technicians need information to support patients. Included in this content will be how to overcome barriers and vaccination hesitancy, and you know, ultimately achieving the herd immunity. So the first five webinars were launched this week, and it is a subscription program. So unlike the other activities that are free on our site, this is something that we put together in very, very quick order, and it's not funded by any pharmaceutical company dollars. It is a program that we put together that, knowing that it's going to support pharmacists and technicians. The cost of this is $99. However, we are doing promotions for Pharmacy Times consumers, Pharmacy Times account holders, as well as we have a discount code for NHA. And so I can provide that if you want to queue me up and be able to provide that discount code for anyone listening to that, listening to this. So get your pens and pencils ready. I'll give you a discount code. The curriculum will be accredited for 1 year. At the end, after you've participated in all of the activities, all 10, we do have a certificate of completion that you'll be able to print out and have for your employer. And this is not an ASHP credentialed activity. It is something that will, however, provide everything the technician and pharmacist need to know. It will also provide resources that are recommended in CDC's playbook for provider training. So this, if it's a one-stop shop for everything you need to know about COVID and how to vaccinate, including all of the new vaccines that are authorized, this is the place to get that information.
What a fantastic and timely resource for pharmacy technicians. And, you know, I think one of the things that pharmacy technicians and pharmacists alike wrangle with as they're dealing with the general public is that in a situation like this that we're seeing with this pandemic, we're really seeing the scientific process unfolding in real time. So information is constantly changing as more and more information, more and more research is done, you know, creating kind of a challenge or a moving target, if you will, to kind of keep up on the latest information. And I think some people, you know, the general population out there has a tendency to think that, you know, scientists don't know what they're talking about or healthcare providers don't know what they're talking about, but it's really just a matter of every day learning more and more information. So, you know, having a timely resource, keeping up to date, I mean, it's more important now than ever that everyone working in the healthcare field really do everything that they can to stay up to date on the latest protocols, vaccinations. You know, who are we going to be vaccinating first? You know, who's going to have access to these vaccines? So what a timely, you know, resource to have available to technicians right now. So,
hey, Jim, I was wondering, I know a lot of employers are looking for the hands-on training in terms of immunizations. Can you just clarify if that is a part of this training or if it's more just didactic focused?
It is.
So more, listeners understand the difference.
Yep. It is more didactic focused. You know, the immunization certification, that is the hands-on. So the 20 hours that you need to be trained, you know, everyone that is going to be vaccinating will have gone through that. This is specific for COVID-19, and it really, you know, starts off with, you know, where are we today? What more about the virus itself, the implementing testing and screening, and then going right into, you know, how did these agents get approved and authorized? What is the emergency use authorization? Because, you know, quite frankly, you know, to overcome some barriers and hesitancy with patients, you know, pharmacists and technicians need to understand how did these agents become approved and authorized? Because that process is so important to understand. There's also bloodborne pathogen essentials for the storage and administration. There's the different treatment options that for COVID. So we'll delve into the importance around agents to treat. There's, as I mentioned before, the hesitancy and how to overcome the barriers. There's also implementation of best practices and how some sites are doing it and handling the full vaccination and how they're managing the storage. And then finally, you know, life after the vaccination, and what does that look like, and how are we managing patients moving forward? The important thing is there are going to be updates to this. So as new agents become available, new agents are authorized for use, we will be updating certain topics for this curriculum.
That's really great information to have too. And I think one of the important aspects of, you know, gathering and obtaining all of this information sometimes can be around for pharmacists and, you know, certain topics for pharmacy technicians as well, is how do you talk to patients? Things like, you know, from what I've read, the side effect profile of these particular vaccines are likely to be a little bit more pronounced than your regular seasonal flu vaccine. So how do you get people to, you know, come back for that second dose of the vaccine after having a more of a reaction than maybe they were expecting? So kind of letting patients know those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, this more than any other vaccination, you know, in my lifetime that I know of, has been in the media. And there's more information that is getting put out to patients. And, you know, some is, you know, accurate, some is not. So I think it's important for pharmacists to understand what is fact, what is fiction, and be able to counsel patients and set their expectations. As you said, Jeremy, the important thing is if patients know what side effects or what reactions they may have, they're able to cope with it a little better and come back for the second dose if that's needed and be able to address that with any pre-medication.
That's such important information. Where do you see, I mean, going beyond just COVID and, you know, the obvious need to get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible, you know, what is your vision at Pharmacy Times Continuing Education around really positioning the importance of professional development for technicians and the ever-evolving role that they're playing, you know, beyond just the pandemic, things like more and more states allowing technician product verification, you know, more states allowing technicians to, you know, take verbal prescriptions over the phone or do transfers, or, you know, even in Idaho, that's pretty open now, as long as it's under the delegation of a pharmacist. What are their plans for Pharmacy Times to kind of stay up to date with those kinds of educational topics, just to make sure that those technicians that are taking on those more advanced roles are staying up to date and at the top of their license?
Yep, that's an excellent point. And then as I talked in the beginning of the segment about our evolution is going to continue to be focused on providing technician accreditation and topics that are relevant for them and increasing the detail around what their roles are. Technicians are critical to the success of pharmacy and pharmacy practice. And they were when I was practicing in a health system back 20 years ago. And we relied a lot on technicians, the advent of technician accreditation. And the more you can provide and share information with technicians and to really elevate their knowledge and their skill level, the overall functioning of a pharmacy, whether it's health system or retail, improves. And I think that's, you know, that's what you see a lot with employers now, certainly putting a lot of responsibility around pharmacy technician and the training that they're investing in their technicians. As Pharmacy Times, we will continue to support pharmacy technician education, continue to grow in that area to support them as they grow in the profession. So it's exciting to see the different states allow and enable pharmacists, pharmacy technicians to do more. And likewise, what we'll see is then that allow pharmacists to do some different things and, you know, more the, I guess, the patient counseling aspect of it and providing a better healthcare, better health system. And I think, you know, one of the things that we've known is that 93% of the population live within 5 miles of a pharmacy. And, you know, patients are more likely to come into the pharmacy than they are to primary care. So if we elevate those individuals who are in that area, practicing in the community setting, elevate them through education, awareness, and patient counseling skills, it benefits overall healthcare. So we're excited about that. We're excited about being part of that.
Well, you know, we appreciate an organization like yours working to really elevate the whole profession, you know, technicians and pharmacists alike. You know, they kind of have to go hand in hand, right? Because as you mentioned, pharmacy, I mean, I don't want to age myself, but when I started working behind the counter, it was just at the very beginning of pharmacists being able to provide vaccinations. Yeah. And I remember there was a lot of pushback back then from pharmacists, you know, saying things like, this is why I went to pharmacy school. Right. If I wanted to touch a patient, I would have gone to medical school or something like that. And now it's just such a destination for so much of the population to get, you know, seasonal vaccines, travel vaccines, these kinds of situations. And not only that, but with, you know, prescriptive authority now that pharmacists are obtaining, limited prescriptive authority to do, you know, point of care testing, getting a diagnosis, and then prescribing an appropriate therapy in some cases. You know, we really need pharmacy technicians to be able to step up and do those kinds of tasks that traditionally they weren't doing to allow pharmacists to get out from behind the counter to provide more direct patient care services, more consultative services. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I remember reading a research paper comparing the number of times an average patient sees their pharmacist versus their primary care provider in a year. And it's something like, you know, 34 times they see the pharmacist compared to, you know, like 3 or 4 times they see their primary care provider. So, you know, they're really building a trusting relationship with all of these patients. And it's critical now more than ever that we're just staying at the top of what we can provide for education and really making sure that everybody is practicing at the top of their license.
Yeah, absolutely. Your numbers are right on. So that recall is excellent, Jeremy. It's, you know, actually you're 10 times more likely to see a pharmacist than you are a primary care physician. So your numbers were dead on accurate. So, you know,
Sometimes my recall is pretty good. It's I get my kids are going to be home here in just a moment, and all things will go out the window at that point. But
they're going to then you'll be humbled then, right? You'll be humbled.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know everything.
My son will start asking me about string theory, and then it's all out the window from there. But Jim, thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining. And what we will do for you guys that are out there listening, we will provide the discount code in the show notes, as well as the full list of topics by month for continuing education that Pharmacy Times Continuing Education is going to be putting out there, as well as a link to where they can find these resources, as well as some information specific to the COVID training that you guys just recently launched. So obviously we're trying to get the word out as much as possible ourselves too. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for what your organization is doing for pharmacists and pharmacy technicians alike, and really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy and Jessica. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and love to be back again.
Absolutely. Thank you. Don't forget, for any of you out there listening, you can always email us at onscript@nhanow.com. You can find our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you like to source your podcasts from, we are likely there. We encourage you to subscribe. Definitely encourage you to like, leave us a comment, email us. We always like hearing from our listeners and, you know, staying abreast of what topics it is that you guys want to hear. So until we convene again, thank you for listening and take care.
Thanks for listening to On Script, where we cast a spotlight on pharmacy technicians, the services they provide, and to the patients they serve. So, for all the spatula warriors, TPN ninjas, and lieges of levigation, this podcast is for you. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or go to pharmacypodcast.com.